Good morning. Good Chaydesh. Prestwich and Salford are two different towns. And you try coming from there to here this time of the morning. So the Abarbanel calls the Sefer Vayikra Sefer Kedushas Yisroel, because the whole Sefer deals with Kedushas Yisroel. It begins with Korbonis, and after Korbonis comes Macholos Asuros, all those infuse Kedusha into Klal Yisroel, and after Macholos Asuros comes Tumah V'Tahara, and then all this leads up to this week's Sedra Kedoshim Tiv. These two Kedusha. What is the Jewish concept of Kedusha? But first, before I answer that, let me ask two other questions. Number one, when the Torah introduces Korbonos, it says, Odom Kiyakriv Mikem, Korban Lashem. It says Odom Kiyakriv Mikem. It doesn't say Ish. Why does the Torah choose the word Odom as opposed to Ish? That's the first question. The second question is that on Pesach we bring the Korban Ha'omer, and on Shavuos we bring the Shtei Alechem. Korban Ha'omer is brought from So'orim, and the Korban Shtei Alechem is from Chitim, is from wheat. Barley, in the terms of Chazal, is called Machul Behema. Chitim, wheat, is called Machul Odom. Why does the Torah begin with the first Korban Pesach time with Machul Behema, sorry, and carry on with Machul Odom? So, first thing we have to understand is that Kedoshim Tiyu is a mitzvah which is said to every single yid. Kedoshim Tiyu was given to every yid, as opposed to non-Jews. You know, I looked up the dictionary. What does Kedusha mean? What's holiness mean in the English language? It means belonging and devoted to God. Belonging and devoted to God. So by other religions, if you want to belong and devote yourself to God, you've got to separate yourself. So we have convents and nuns and priests who are celibate and who cut themselves off from the physical and materialistic world. Just as an aside, let me tell you a story. I don't know if I've said this before. I can't remember anymore. I'll tell you. No, thank you. Oh, I'm so awesome. Yes, so let me tell you a story. In my seed experience, I was once asked, to help. There was a mishpacha, a girl who came to one of our seminars, and her brother had become a Buddhist monk. And her parents were distraught. So they asked me to do something. Can I do anything? And I said I would try. He was a highly intelligent person, and he had a degree from Cambridge, and he was influenced by Buddhism in university, and he had become a Buddhist monk, and that was quite something because there weren't so many monks in England at that time. His convent were only seven, and he was one of them. And I was asked to intervene if I could. So I was given his telephone number. I was living in Gateshead at the time. So I was given his telephone number, and it was, you know, outside London, somewhere outside London in a commune. And I got his number. His name was Jonathan. I said to him, "Hello, Jonathan." He said, "Don't call me Jonathan, please. That's not my name. My name is Jutindaro." That was his Buddhist name. That was his introduction to me. "Please don't call me Jonathan, that's not my name." So I said, "Okay, Jutindaro." And we had a whole discussion, and he gave me his daily routine. So he'd get up in the morning at 4 o'clock and he would chant and pray, and then as a monk he would go out with his begging bowl and he would beg for food for the day, but he wasn't allowed to have any money or handle money or even to cook. So they were called novices. They were novices who weren't up to the madrigo of being monks, and they cooked for them. And so his main meal was cooked by 10 or 10:30. He had his main meal of the day, and then they fasted every day. After that was his routine. It was Amish muftil, separate from the people, from the arm. So I said, I think we have to meet. So he said, yes, I'm very happy to meet. So I said, will you come to London? I'll come from Gator to London. We'll meet in London. He said, yes, I'll meet in London. He says, fine. I said, well, tell you something. You're going to have to provide the ticket. I don't deal with money. So I said, okay, I'll provide the ticket. So I sent him a ticket, and we decided we'd meet in Golders Green Station. And I don't know if you've seen the dress of a Buddhist monk. So I did, long, shaven head, and so I also so keen to be seen walking with a Buddhist monk in Golders Green, so I decided I'd whisk him away, and I'd meet him in Golders Green Station and with my car, and I'd get out fast. So I get into Golders Green Station, and it's barred, no cars inside Golders Green Station. So I had to park somewhere, I can't remember, Finchley Road or Golders Green Road. And when I came, I walked into the Golders Green Station, there he was sitting there with his bowl and a long brown frock and completely clean shaven. I said, oh, Jutindra, I had to get back to the car. I tell you, I met every single, couldn't imagine me walking together with a Buddhist monk. I met every single friend I'd ever met walking down Golders Green Road. If you would have seen the stairs, I'm telling you. Now, I got out as quickly as I could, and we went to Kenilworth, and we walked for hours and hours together. He was a wonderful, wonderful person, a sensitive soul. I couldn't budge him. Couldn't budge him. And then I went again. He went back to the commune, and then I tried again a few weeks later, and I went actually to the commune. We walked around, and hours. He was such a neshama, such a beautiful neshama, I can't tell you. You could see the pink to the heat in him. But it didn't work. I'm sorry to tell you, it was one of my failures. I rang up Ramesh Shapiro, Zechan Sadi Vroch, and I asked him what I should do. And he said to me, leave it. He's Oduk Bey, he's so... attached, yeah, stuck there. You've got to work on other people, you can't spend your time, and I don't know what happened to him. But he was a kodosh in Buddhist terms. He was holy and really a spiritual, totally spiritual person. But his idea of kedusha was to be celibate and to, you know, keep away from the hamoinam. But that's not the Jewish way. Kadoshim Tiryu was said in Hakel and to every single need, and many of the commentators stress it in their own way. So for example, the South Sofa says, Kadoshim Tiryu, Ki Kodesh Ani. Ki Kodesh Ani. You should be holy because I am holy. In other words, you should emulate the Rabbanu Shalom. So he says, who is Rabbanu Shalom? Kavyocho. Kodosh, Kodosh, Hashem Tzvokha, Kodosh Baruch Hu is holy, he's separate, totally, Muram in Aham, he's physical, he's spiritual, we're physical, there's no Shaychas, he's Kodosh. Yet, Meloi Kolor is Kavoida. The world is full of his presence. It says, Aksav Sofer, he involves himself with each and every person. The Rabbanu Shalom, even though he's Kodosh, he involves himself. So we should emulate him, Kodosh Ani, and therefore we should involve ourselves with the world. We should involve ourselves with our fellow Jew. And the Chasam Sofer says, Dabel kol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'omar talen, kadoshim tiyu, melamin shenemro parsha zu b'hakel. B'nei sheroi gufi Torah talim bo, the most permissive are talim bo, and it says b'hakel. And hakel means, what I'm giving you has to be b'toich klal Yisrael. You should involve yourself b'toich klal Yisrael. You should be part of society. We appreciate the beautiful world which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and we use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're just on the last day of Chatchila of blossoms. I haven't read the bracha yet. Does anybody know where there's a good tree?
Broughton Jewish.
Where?
Next to Broughton Jewish. Broughton Jewish.
Broughton Jewish.
It's next to Breslau.
I've said my wife there.
Correct. The tree is in Norman Road as well.
Okay. So we say bracha. Shalaychisa by Lama Dava, Borobai Bris, Taibus, Vilonis, Taibu, Lehonis, Behem, Benei Adam. Rabbi Yishan has created a beautiful world. We appreciate your beautiful trees, Rabbi Yishalaylam. You know, the Gemara asks the Stira, it says, Lashem Oris Amalaya, Amalaya, Rabbi Yishan owns the world, Lashem Oris Amalaya, Amalaya. And yet we say, Ashmaim, Shmaim, Lashem. For Oris Asan if they are them. So whose is it? Is the world's the Rabbi Shalom? Is the world's ours? So what does that mean? That means that if you're prepared to make a brocha and you're prepared to attribute the beauties of this world to the Rabbi Shalom, then the world is yours to enjoy. I give you this world to enjoy. Be part of this world. Make a brocha first. Acknowledge that the world is mine. Once you've acknowledged that the world is mine, you can partake of it and be very much part of it and enjoy it. I love the Kosker Rebbe. The Kosker Rebbe says, Anshei Kodesh till you leave. Anshei Kodesh. Menschliche Heilig, sollst du sein. Menschliche Heilig. You have to be holy, but menschlich. You couldn't be menschlich if you're interacting with other people. So you're part. Our concept of Kedusha is to be Kodesh within this world. We recognize that we are made of body and soul. The body wants pleasure. The soul wants meaning. And they create tension with each other. The soul wants only spirituality. The body wants only physicality. Torah says, "Leisas lechol kol pesel asher Hashem asher b'shamayim mimal v'al oretz mitachas." We are forbidden to resemble either the angels or the animals below. Both are forbidden because man is neither angel nor is an animal. He is a fusion animal and angel. He has a soul and he has a body, and we are commanded to rise above the animal within us. How? Through the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs have been given to us. That's the way we connect to the Rabbi Nishan. The mitzvahs, the mitzvah was given, let's tzarif es abrias. The mitzvahs were given to refine us. The mitzvahs allow us to be part of a physical world and still attach ourselves to the world of the spirit. It's difficult. And we fail very often. Everyone knows the famous Chazal. Shol l'chochma. Chochma was asked. Chayte mahu. Somebody who sins, what should be with him? Omr lehem chatoim tir defro. Somebody who sins can't exist. Shol l'nevua. Chayte mahu anshad. Omr lehu. Anefesh achatoa si tomus. That's what Nevuah said. If you're rebellious, off with your head. Sorry to use that expression. Sholei l'kutsha b'richu. They asked the Ribbono of Shalom. Choy te mahu, or in shoy, omer lahu, yaseh tshuva v'yischap elai. That is what man is. Man is a combination of physical and spiritual. And there's a constant tension. And that's what we're here for. We're here to overcome and to do our best to to overcome our physicality and reach out and break out and find our neshama within our guf and attach ourselves and connect ourselves to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a chance to do tshuva because he knows it's difficult. And that tshuva is really the beginning of korbanos. What is a korban? Rav Samson Raphael Hirsch, Lech Tzad Livracha, said that the translation of an offering or the translation of a sacrifice, I think those would be English translations. The korban is an offering or sacrifice. They all denote the idea of you're offering something to God to appease Him. You sacrifice something from yourself. When you sacrifice something from yourself. We're giving away something from yourself. He said that's not the translation. If you look at the root of a korban, it's krav. Krav means to draw near. What happens when you're a chayte? When you're a chayte, you've slipped away. You've removed yourself from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm b'shoyik, you're amazing, whatever it is, you've slipped away. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us a chance to draw near again. That's krav. A korban allows us to draw near to the Ribbono Shel Olam again. And that's why on a korban there's smicha and there's vidui. You make a vidui, make a confession on a korban. Because you're trying your best to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam again because you've slipped away. Chochmah thought there was no return. Nevuah thought there was no return. Ribbono Shel Olam understands how he's made us. He's made us of a combination of guf and neshama. And kedoshim tiyu is to be part of this world and rise above the world. Elevate yourself. A kodesh is somebody who is part of this world but elevates himself via the mitzvah system which has been given to us. The world today is far from that. You've got the two extremes. You've either got hedonism, they can't cope with this combination of physicality and spirituality. So you've either got hedonism on one side, or total and utter separation from this world. That makes you holy. They don't cope with the fusion of the two. We in Klal Yisrael, that we are the light, we are meant to be the light unto the nations to show that there is a possibility of being holy in this world and fusing the two together and elevating yourself above your physicality. And that is done through the mitzvahs. And now we come back to the questions which I asked. The question which I asked was, what?
Adam.
That's right. It gets my age, you
understand.
Yeah. So we'll do one at a time. Adam. Why is the Torah say Adam ki yakriv mikem and not ish ki yakriv mikem?
Generally, the Adam. That's how we call Adam, and the Kohen aren't korbanos. Generally, Kohen can't bring korbanos except for one or two.
Who?
Kohen can't bring korbanos, but except maybe one or two exceptions.
Who can't? A guy.
No, most of them anyway.
They can.
It's limited, there isn't.
Yes, they can bring a korban oiler. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara says that a guy who brings a korban, he brings an oiler. He can only bring an oiler.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because we bring a chatos, or we bring an osham. An osham, the kohenim eat, they eat of it, and part goes on mizbeach. That's exactly what we're talking about. We can eat, and we can give to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A guy doesn't understand the concept. If you're giving a korban to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So you've got to give the whole Kol to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's either Kulei Lashem or it's me.
It's only Shabbat by you, don't they?
Pardon?
It's only Shabbat by you, don't they? Yeah. Oh my God, that's why it says Adam, Adam. It's actually the great Adam. The great Mark Adam.
Okay. All right. I'm going to say something different, though. Will you allow me?
You allowed me, sir.
Yeah, I allowed you, and now you know. It's very, very nice of you. Thank you.
You did answer that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Absolutely fine. Thank you very, very much. Now, let's try. Now, listen to this. It's not, maybe not as good as yours, but it's a nice idea. The idea of Adam comes from Adamo. Man is earthly. He's animalistic. That's Adam. Yet he has such potential. Adam has the letters of God. I want the three. Shall I tell you what? Ma'oid. Ma'oid. Ma'oid is always more. The Adam is the animalistic who has the potential to be spiritual. Adam ki yakrit mikem. The Adam who is ma'oid, that's what you can be. You can get from Adam to ma'oid, and I'm giving you korbanos to help you to get there. Today we've got avodah, we've got tefillah. Tefillah is our tshuva. We don't have korbanos today. But Adam Kiyak will be Kem. I'm giving you the possibilities to come near. I know that sometimes you slip away, but I'm giving you the possibility to come back because I know you're physical and you're spiritual. You're an Adam from Adama, very physical, and you're Ma'oid. You've got a tremendous potential. Ma'oid is always very much. You can get so far out of your Adam and Adama. And that's why the korbanos of Pesach is the korban of Sa'irim, because when Klal Yisrael came out, they still didn't have the Torah. So they were out of the animalistic sviva of Mitzrayim. But they weren't yet in a position to become a Ma'oid. So therefore they were korban of at the time of Pesach is a Sa'irim, it's an animal korban, animal fodder. But once we come to Shavuos, and Shavuos is Kabbalah Satorah is the means for man, Adama, to become Ma'oid through the mitzvahs connected to the Rabbi Shalom. Therefore, the korban then becomes the Shtei Halechem, which is the Shtei Halechem of Chitim. And that's why the Gemara says in Psachim, the Gemara asks a stira. One Pasuk says, on Yom Tov, it should be Kodesh Lashem. The other Pasuk says, on Yom Tov, it should be Kodesh Lachem. Is it Lachem or is it Lashem? Says the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer says, you have a choice. Either it can be Kodesh Lashem, you can spend your whole Yom Tov in spiritual matters. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's got to be Chatzi Lachem and Chatzi Lashem. You've got to spend some time in the Beis HaMedrash, in mitzvahs, and the other hand you have to have Sudas Yom Tov, Chatzi Lachem, that's a Kodesh Lashem, Kodesh Lachem, it's got to be Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lashem. Says the Gemara, Ba'atzeres, on Shavuos, Hakoyel Moedim, that by Inam Nami, Lochem. Now, why? Why? Says the Gemara, my Tana, Yom Shenit no Torah. You know what I would have said? If anything, Yom Shenit no Torah is the most spiritual heights which Klal Yisrael came to. If anything, Hakol Moedim, that in Shavuos you need only Lochem. Oh, we have to have Lochem. Sorry, Lashem. I just want to see if you were listening. I sometimes do this to the audience just to make sure they keep away. Now I'm interrupting myself. Where was I?
Should be Kulel Hashem.
Shavuos should be Kulel Hashem. It was like the Klal Yisrael reached the biggest spiritual heights in the history of Klal Yisrael. So anything should be everyone's moed. Hakol moedim. But the Kol Hashem doesn't say that. It says Hakol moedim shilachem. You know why? Because Shavuos, the Torah was given, and with the Torah you can now be part of the lachem world. You can now have physicality in a physical world because the Torah has been given. That's the idea of Shavuos. That's the idea of Matan Torah. That's the gewaltige matana that Rabbi Shlomo has given to Klal Yisrael. And that's the idea now during the Yemei HaSfira, we're in the middle of Pesach, we're heading towards Shavuos. The idea is to become more and more, and to be able to focus more and more on the spiritual part of ourselves until we get to Shavuos, and then we get to the marvelous fusion of Hashem, sorry, of Lachem and Hashem. We're so lucky that the Rabbi Shem has given us the Torah. We need to appreciate what it is to be a Yid. It's a good design. Thank you very much.
I'm surprised that you are.